Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor Wrap-Up, here to cover episode 2 with the greatest co-host in the planet of history, the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay. I'm a little under the weather this week, but, just a typical winter cold. Nothing I can't handle, and I'm sure there's worse things being spread between Ben and the girls, so really I'm the lucky one.
Definitely, especially in that hot tub. We're already in the hot tub season. Looked like it was at a dollar store.
Yeah, you don't know who's in the hot tub, no. Especially in like a random store.
Right.
And Kevin Hart wasn't wearing any pants.
So, yeah, he got the Jillian Black Box treatment. Although they did try
Does
to cover
he get
that.
Points?
That would be nice. We didn't have a point for like celebrity appearance date. Every season we find out new things that we should have for our... You know, there's sort of like Mad Libs of dates where they just change different elements, but we can always predict that there's going to be something like a celebrity that comes and takes over for Ben and Chris Harrison.
Or like a private concert.
Exactly. We hit that one. Although you'd give that negative points, I think, right?
Not if it helps our team.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're all about changing the drafted weekend to serve ourselves. And I have a knack for picking people that leave under... different types of circumstances, which happened
you
with
really
LB.
Do like I have all these stars and mm-hmm. then you have people who just peace out for no reason,
right? Sometimes there's a reason, but let's see where to start with this one. It's fun when they start on these dates. I think I like the group dates. There's always something interesting. We started out with a high school date. How'd you feel about Ben taking the girls back to where he feels most comfortable, to high school?
Maybe it's because he's so young that he's like, he thinks high school is his best days. But like, if you peaked in high school, like, you're screwed for the rest of your life. I'm sorry. Like, Ben, you have other things going for you. I'm sure your life past high school is much more fruitful than your high school years, especially when you tell us about being ditched at the movie theater after you kissed a girl.
Right. Yeah, you're already the Bachelor. Come on, you shouldn't be like longing for your high school days already.
Yeah, you don't want to relive that.
What do you think of Chris Harrison, Principal Harrison?
It's always interesting when Chris tries to role play, especially when the costume this time was not super convincing. It was just like he put glasses on and hoped for the best.
Just hipster Chris Harrison. Just had like a vest and plaid and glasses. Yeah, Chris Harrison role playing, not something I want to think about.
Although I liked Chris Harrison's role play better than I liked the iPad doctor.
Ooh, yeah, Dr. Love. That was a little weird. We'll get into him later. A lot of just like science, high school type things, though. We had science and experiments and all sorts of things. But this one, it's like they went back to school where they put these little challenges together. They teamed up. So I kind of thought it was cute in terms of... I don't know. It was a little bit different in terms of challenge dates that they've had before. It's not a obstacle course or something like that. Which of the different pairings did you like the best, or the different challenges?
I think Lace and Jubilee was definitely an interesting pairing just because they're both really strong personalities and mm-hmm. you could tell that they did not work out.
They were the first one out on the first round.
Yeah, and in an explosive or an unexplosive manner, I guess.
Right.
I also liked Beck and JoJo. It was kind of, it makes me sad when people don't know their geography. but it was funny, and I think they're cute together. Like, I think JoJo and Becca should just be together. Screw this Ben guy.
Right. Cute couple.
And of course, I'm into anything Mandy's doing, so Mandy and Amber was great for me.
Yep, Mandy was the winning. She was the homecoming queen. We actually got a question from fellow Wrap-Up host, Allie Lasher, who said, am I wrong to be distracted by how problematic this comp is? Hashtag, why not class president? Hashtag, why does this bother me? Hashtag, The Bachelor. And I have to agree with her. Why were they competing to be homecoming queen when it was these like academic or slightly academic challenges or athletic challenges?
Yeah. We're talking about The Bachelor.
Right. That's true.
I totally get where Allie is coming from, especially since later in the episode, it was a whole lot of like, I don't like science because I'm blonde. And it's like, oh, God. Like, mm-hmm. We already set the math and science movement back last week with our paltry attempt to do mathematics on air. We don't need any more help. Right.
Not doing so well with blondes here. Not repping them too well. But we won't discuss that anymore. If you haven't listened, just fast forward that part of the last episode. Yeah, let's see. The geography was a little bit painful, but that was not... They were not blondes. So the ones who turned it into like Pennsylvania. Right. That was a little, you'd think you'd do at least the homework of figuring out where the guy is from. I think maybe they just got too distracted by just Ben's hot. They didn't need to learn anything else about him. And I mean, I didn't even know he was from Indiana. You know, we didn't do the kind of research that Randy did. We thought he was from Denver. So,
well, it tells us he's from Denver. So we just listen to it.
Exactly. They always we just go with
what we're told.
Yeah.
And it's not like we got a hometown date from him last year.
Oh, right. Oh, that was weird. Yeah, we should have, but no, because they switched things around.
We would have known better if we would have had that. Right. So Bachelor producer screwing us over once more.
Right. And I do think it's a little hard when I was looking at Ben's People blog, which I don't tend to do, but just to sort of refresh my memory of the episode. And he said he was upset that everybody got it wrong. But I mean, most of them were pretty close. I mean, it's a little hard when you don't have any, you know, to know exactly what Great Lake it lines up with and stuff when there's no other kind of things like that. But they were all in the ballpark except for JoJo and Becca, I think.
They know better now, I think, probably, hopefully.
They'll never forget it. Now, let's see. I ended up watching like the second half of this episode and then coming back and watching the beginning just from when I got home. So I saw the part where, like, I came into the second half of the group date and then saw Mandy wearing this tiara, and I was just wondering what that was about. But did you think that was a nice prize to just drive around the track after winning?
No, I think that was stupid. I think she should have got, like, I don't know, like, got to hang out in the cafeteria and share a sandwich or something like that. Like, I think just driving around the track is a little BS. You know, it's possible that the prize could have been a little bit better, but he didn't want to hang out with Mandy.
I think so. That's what they've started to do with these. Way back when, I believe the winners used to actually get maybe a rose or, you know, some sort of like everyone else leaves.
Secondary date.
Yeah, a secondary date. And now that it's like, oh, the producers can't control who's going to totally win this one, then it's just like, okay. If you're Ashley I, you get to sit in the tractor with Chris. If you're Mandy, you get to drive in this little truck around the track and have some girls make comments about it. But ultimately, it doesn't change what happens and who he gives the rose to on the date or anything like that.
Yeah, it was kind of like, okay, well, what was the point of this then?
Yeah. Yeah, just to get the girls worked up before they... Olivia gets them worked up with her antics afterwards. Or that's the other date, but, you know, one of
that's the other lace date.
Lace in this case.
Lace is the one stirring up some trub.
Exactly. Those two are sort of, I don't know, you need one of them on each of the group dates, I think, going forward, always, to cause drama. I don't know who else is going to be causing drama, but apparently Ben says it's going to be a bumpy ride from here on out, that this was a tamer episode, so we have that to look forward to. Again.
Yeah, and I think Jubilee starts to cause some issues. I don't know if she has problems with Olivia moving forward or what, but it seemed like from the preview that she was a little bit of the stir of controversy.
I could see that. She came off really well in this episode. What did you think of the one-on-one time they had? I think you even made a pretty big prediction on Twitter about Jubilee, didn't you?
I did. I think I tweeted something like, everyone can go home. Jubilee's your next bachelorette. Because we saw articles this week coming out. Unreal is having a diverse season. Mm-hmm. The Bachelor and Bachelorette are looking into their diversity issue finally after 15 years. Mm-hmm. So that factor, plus the fact that she was an Army veteran and she dropped the bomb in this in this conversation that she was an orphan from Haiti.
Mm-hmm. Adopted like, when she was six.
It's like, come on. Like, how can you do this?
Can you
how
find can a better story? Yeah, that would be interesting. That'd be great. Yeah, there was an article that came out. It was pretty vague, but they're just sort of hinting that there'll be more diversity in the next Bachelorette. Obviously, they can't say too much right now because it could, if they're picking from the cast as they usually do, that would really narrow down who it might be. So, and we haven't lost too many people yet from the show. So let's see who else got some memorable one-on-one time on this. Becca, a little bit. They were playing shooting hoops and she was a little self-conscious. Yeah. Yeah. They're very touchy. That's cute. She was a little worried about, you know, just how he might react. I didn't really understand what the big deal is. Like, I can see being nervous about the girls wondering why she came back, but why would Ben have an issue with it?
Maybe just from the past, not that he's seen the seasons, but like when Andy sent Chris Bukowski home immediately after seeing him, Kaylee, or what's her name? Casey. Oh my God. Casey didn't make it too far. You know, the returnees haven't had the best track record, but I like their chemistry. They seemed really fun. Like, he just seemed really easygoing with her. Mm-hmm. And she just has that personality where it just kind of brings out the best in you and you're just automatically comfortable, even though she's like strikingly beautiful.
Right. I agree. They have an ease to them, I think, because they have the awareness of each other already.
Yeah.
Yeah. JoJo got a kiss on the rooftop and a little bit of, she was nervous because she didn't get time with him. And then he specifically, rather than the girls coming and going after him, he asked for her. So that was kind of nice.
He did that a lot throughout the episode. He really made an effort to make, you know, a few of the girls feel really special. And I thought that was really, really great on Ben's part to be like, hey, I know you didn't get a date this week, but I just wanted you to know I'm thinking about you and this and this and this and, you know.
Yeah, good group date etiquette. And it's, again, showing the contrast of Chris Soules and Ben Higgins, I think. I think that's just what I keep focusing on as I'm watching. Just like, what's different about this season? Oh, we have a good...
He has social skills.
He has social skills. I think I pulled a tweet from Alex Wilpon. She said, the upgrade in basic social skills from Chris to Ben is outstanding. And I have to agree with that. So in terms of group date etiquette, though, Lace wasn't really making any of the girls too happy on this date.
No, she was... I don't think she just makes the girls happy in general. She was very concerned at the beginning of the episode about how she came off the night before at the introduction night. She said she had a little too much to drink and let a side of Lace out that she didn't want Ben to see. And, you know, if you're trying to hide a part of your personality from a guy you're trying to get to like you, you're already off to a great start.
Right. Yeah, it's going to come out eventually, right? So, rightfully so, she was concerned about how she came off in the night before or at the rose ceremony. But
she didn't do much to improve that image.
I don't know what she
did. She just kind of like furthered it.
Yes.
She acknowledged it and then like went a step more.
And just kept drawing attention to it.
I acted crazy last night, but I'm going to act just like a little more crazy. Just to like, Amy Schumer has a joke where it's when you're seeing a guy, you kind of put your little crazies on him and you keep putting and putting and putting until he's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then you know the crazy threshold.
Yeah.
I don't think Lace is picking up Ben's crazy threshold because it's pretty low for just meeting her.
Yeah. What do you think put him over the edge?
Oh my God. Where do I start? Maybe like the four times he tried to interrupt her. Or she tried to interrupt him. The many times she said, oh, like, that's not me, that's not me. How about the night before when she tried to kiss him 40 billion times? Or in the cocktail party where she tried to tell him this long, elaborated story about when she was a child and this picture
how
and
dorky she never was.
Oh my God, it was absurd.
Yeah, it was just funny when like they were trailing away and they showed a couple of the women down below and you hear her going, Roseanne, Rosanna Dana. And you just tell Ben has no clue what she's referencing or anything. And it was just so scattered. And I feel like every episode, as long as she's here, will just be her talking about, wait, that wasn't me the time before, things like that. So
like, girl, just accept it. Like, this is real. This is you. You're exactly who you're supposed to be.
This is why you're a cast. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. What got you here is that. So keep doing it.
I'm also curious to see who becomes kind of her, you know, the first night it was Laura. Who is going to be her buddy each time? Because it was Jubilee. They seemed like they were paired up, but then she didn't like that Jubilee was the one to come and interrupt her one of her many times that she was talking to Ben. And then she kind of pulled Olivia aside for advice in the rose ceremony. So maybe she'll just go through them all until she's eventually eliminated. But at least one more week.
She can make some good headway with the twins as like her, you know, team lace people.
Oh, that'd be nice. I would watch.
You know, like how Ash, I had Mackenzie, who's a little on the, you know, not so bright side. I feel like the twins maybe lean in that direction too, and they could be a good match for her.
Yeah, good squad there. Let's see. So in terms of who got the rose on the date, it seems like they always do, like they'll mention two names and then the rose goes to, so he mentioned Jubilee and JoJo, and it went to JoJo. But, you know, I don't know why they get so freaked out about why didn't I get that rose? Because if you're already like being named and you had a good one-on-one time during the group date, you're still moving on. It's just a formality, I think, at this point. The only reason I care about it is because this year we're adding an extra point for who gets a rose on a date. So for the draft, it helps out. But I don't know. Do you agree that the women shouldn't be that upset about it?
I can understand why they're upset in an environment that's so like highly emotional, and like the point of you existing in this realm is for a boy to like you. And so, you know, the scale in which this boy likes you, or this validation, I guess, mm-hmm. is he gives you a rose. And so like, if you're not getting the rose, it's like, are you getting that validation that he likes you? And so who cares if he mentioned you? Like, you didn't get the physical validation that he likes you.
Okay. And you still have to be nervous.
It's like a ridiculous as
you don't get the release.
As a ridiculous as a premise this is, it's, you know, it's still why they're upset. And,
yeah, I think they do this, that.
But you did it to yourself, so.
Yeah, they do that so people get upset. So, yeah, that actually reminds me of one thing JoJo said when, after her one-on-one time, she said something like, I've never been happier in my whole life. And that just kind of made me think of Ben's comment, like, okay, if this is the happiest you've ever been, you're competing with a guy with like 20 other women. That's kind of a sad statement. I mean, I know she's only 24, but you should be able to think
of other things.
I was
going to say, these girls are all like 19 and a half, so they haven't like had a lot of life experience or happy moments.
Uh-huh. But I think the happy moment's all in her head right now. It's not like anything tangible yet. Don't get your hopes up this soon. That's not going to...
Like, you literally met this guy yesterday, and he's already the best thing that's ever happened to you.
Yeah. Time to re-examine.
Like, haven't you had a really good burger that was just as life-changing?
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. All right. So back at the mansion, we get the anticipation of the
Olivia's
next
mouth. Card.
Olivia's mouth. That was the big story. You knew right where I was going. So I love this. I want to get we saw tons of people starting memes and doing side-by-sides of Olivia with, you know, the Alec jury face, Olivia next to a velociraptor. And I want to see the side-by-side of just her face while she's waiting to hear who gets the date. And then when it's announced that Kayla gets the date, because it just could not be more like stark contrast. But
oh my God, the visual in my head is just amazing. Yeah, she is you can tell she just has, you can tell she's used to being on camera. She has that, like, on persona, like, all of the time. She knows how to speak to the camera in confessional. She's very eloquent. And when she's talking to Ben, she comes off really well. And she just really knows how to be on camera and talk to people. And, like, she, you can tell she just knows that it's on her all the time. So she makes those facial expressions. Like, I'm so excited. Maybe I'm going to get this date. Oh, my God.
Yeah. She was so sure she was going to get this one. Because she's been getting, you know, all this, speaking of validation, she's been getting that validation from him all this time. Even it's only been, you know,
the one night. Far. The one night she got validated.
It's like she's been the one that's like, okay, I'm the first, like, first impression rose. I don't think that usually, like, that's too obvious. So I think she just needs to, like, chill out a little bit, but it made for good TV. But what is going on with her mouth? Like, that's an extreme expression.
Yeah. It, oh my gosh. It's like hungry, hungry hippos meets, I don't know, like leapfrog. And, I don't know.
Has its own amazing Twitter account. It's like Chilean's black box. I had a thought that she could have a future on Big Brother, not as a contestant, but as OTEV. That's what it reminded me of. She would just,
yes,
be the competition.
Yes, I also agree.
Like, Otevia, we have brought you a date card. And, you know, like all the contestants. If you haven't seen Big Brother, it's this, like, giant fixture that they have every season for one of the comps. It's just like a giant mouth, like a, some kind of robo animatronic creature.
Yeah, sometimes it's a clam. I think it's been like a beaver. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, it was almost like cartoonish.
Mm-hmm.
Like how her mouth was so open.
I know. They showed a little even, like, montage of it on the after, I want to call it the after the final, the Bachelor Live show, which I know you used your cold as an excuse to not watch, Haley, and I'm jealous of you. Because
I was honestly asleep by 10:15 last night.
Nice. I don't know that I can continue to watch this because Ben keeps coming on and I know inevitably, you know, they're going to give more things away. And Chris Soules was one of the guests. They had a panel of Chris Jenner, Chris Soules. And then it was Chris, like the three Chris's, Chris Harrison. And yeah, I don't know. They're not bringing
it. If it was like half an hour, I could probably deal with it. But like, I'm already dedicating 2 hours of my Monday evening to this show. Mm-hmm. And then I'm dedicating like another hour and a bit to this program on Tuesdays as well. It's like, I'm not giving you that extra hour. Sorry,
when they're stealing all our
stuff.
You're
not giving me any info.
They're stealing from RHAP. They're continuing to do the week in Bachelor history. And it is a bunch of filler. It really could be a half hour show. And, oh, so that reminds me when you brought up the Kevin Hart, the black box thing, and how Rob talked about, you know, should Chris Harrison really be hosting this? So somebody called in and asked, like, what was he really wearing? Or, what, you know, was he really naked? And then they show Ben just sort of looking over to, like, oh, I don't know, like, I can't really say or something, you know, so it's just pointless. If you're not going to dish the dirt on the after show, like, it's just too much, like too
just
much.
Just say he was naked.
People.
Like, who cares?
Exactly.
Like, nothing under there.
Oh, yep, exactly. Oh no, it wasn't someone that called in. It was Chris Soules, I think, that asked that. But so he would know that. Okay, obviously he's not really naked. And yeah.
Oh, who cares about Chris Soules' opinion? Like, you're over him.
Yeah, that was, you know, weak guest, but he's there to give advice because he's so successful. or angling for a spot on Bachelor in Paradise. Who knows? I already saw him tweeting about, like, I think he has his sights set on Amanda. I was checking out his Twitter feed.
Oh, my God.
Like, he's got some sort of angle going on. Okay, so the date with Kayla, as we mentioned, was one of those takeover dates. This time, Chris is like, oh, Ben, he didn't want to plan anything. He let me do it. And I got some people to help us out. And it was not a total movie tie-in or promotion at all. It was Kevin Hart and
Ice Cube. At least like Jimmy Kimmel, it felt natural. Amy Schumer felt natural. This was just like so, like they tried to like slip in the words ride along into like natural conversation at least 6 times. And it was just like, I know what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
I know for a fact, Ice Cube, member of NWA, right? I think so. Does not watch The Bachelor.
Right.
He does not watch it.
Right.
Kevin Hart does not watch the show.
Right.
Amy Schumer, believable that she watches this show.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Jimmy, Hart, nice, we know that cute, he has them believable. On every, he does segments about it. He has them on as guests. He likes to make fun of it. So, yeah, a little bit forced. And then, of course, they show the women back at the mansion saying things like, oh, it's a Hollywood date, so it's going to be so, you know, like red carpet and all this stuff. And so the new gimmick, I think, with these that Jimmy Kimmel started was, oh, it's not going to be the glamorous date. It's going to be something kind of silly. What did you think of what they did for this low-cost date?
You know, I was pretty fine with it because I think I think those dates are funny. Like, the girls are expecting this high-class treatment, and then you get to go to the liquor store. I honestly, the other day I watched this video from Conan O'Brien where it was Kevin Hart and Ice Cube on a ride along, and they go in the car with this girl and Conan, who's, and the girl's getting her driver's license, and they do this drive around LA and they do all these things. And I thought that was like a much better version of what this date was.
So they're doing this on every network in some fashion.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, go
right on.
If you want to watch this, just YouTube like Conan, Kevin Hart, and Ice Cube, and you'll find it. Mm-hmm. So it was like, oh, I've seen this before, and this is like a not as funny version. Mm-hmm. I thought the part with Ice Cube in the liquor store was hilarious. I love that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It just didn't totally work for me.
Maybe and, if like, pick Kayla somebody else.
Doesn't seem like the type of girl who's like super funny. You know what I mean? Like, she's cute and she's bubbly, but like, where no Caitlin was, mm-hmm. you know, Caitlin is like, oh my God, Jimmy Kimmel, this is hilarious.
Right. She could dish it back.
I just don't think Kayla's quite that person.
Right. And she's also not the type to get upset about, oh, this date is so lame, or I can't believe I got this date. Maybe if he had picked Lace or someone like that, who would have been really disappointed by, you know, just wanted some more glamorous date. But Kayla seems really easygoing. Plus, after they did the, you know, tried out the spa, the junkie store, then they did have kind of a normal date after that with a private concert and dinner. So it's not like, it wasn't quite like the Costco date where it really was just like, okay, we're having like dinner back at, you know, with Jimmy Kimmel, but, you know, something funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in terms of the connection between Ben and Kayla, did you see something special there?
Not really. Like, they just seemed like buddies.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get that too? Or did you find like a more chemistry?
It's not the kind of chemistry that I see with him and Olivia, for example. I think when they had the concert though, that seemed like that was big for them. Like,
yeah. And when he was like singing to her, and like, I thought that was definitely a cute moment, but I guess it's pretty awkward to kind of try and have your first date with like Ice Cube and Kevin Hart in the backseat.
Right.
And she really trying to get to know each other. Like, oh, what's your favorite color? Like, what's your favorite color?
Yeah. Yeah, they could have used somebody. Although, who would have been a better pick for that date that would have been able to, like, be funnier? Has anyone stood out? I mean, Mandy would have been good, I think.
Yeah, Mandy. Oh my God, I don't even have the Bachelor cast up. Oh my God, yeah,
there's no Caitlin this season, unfortunately.
Yeah, who would go along? Let me.
Or the twins could have been fun to have two of them. Then it would have been, you know, something to play off of, maybe.
Yeah, or I feel like Jamie maybe would have had fun because she's friends with Caitlin, right? So she's probably up on that. Or JoJo or Lauren B or Leah.
Oh, yeah, Lauren B was really, one of the Laurens, I think, was excited about that date. That might have been Lauren R. I don't know. I'm getting them all confused. No, it wasn't Lauren R. We need all the Laurens to leave. Lauren H is still there. Lauren H and Lauren B are still there. Oh, man. Well, let's see. Kayla did leave out a crucial detail on the date about why she broke up with her boyfriend before coming on the show.
Yeah, she mentioned to Ben, she was like, yeah, I met my boyfriend on a plane and we thought it was fate because we kind of ran into each other a a couple days later, and we exchanged numbers, and I thought he was it, and then it just didn't work out. But she, like, fails to mention that she broke up with him because she saw Ben on TV.
Right. Yeah, and he specifically asked, like, oh, why did it end? And she's just, oh, just waiting to feel something, just waiting to catch up with my feelings or whatever. And no, it's because I saw you on TV. But
yeah, but she, like, she's smarter than, I think it was Lauren R. who brought up that she stalked him on Instagram.
Yeah.
So at least she had, like, the presence of mind to not be like, I saw you on TV and I had to have you.
I researched you and found everything out that I needed to know and determined that my boyfriend wasn't good enough.
I just knew you were the one from the moment I saw you on my television during prime time.
Yeah, I mean, Kayla's still there and Lauren R. was out night one. So she at least has that presence of mind to know, I might not mention this until... he sees it on TV.
Like, he can see that when he watches the episode.
Yeah.
If he's already locked into her.
Right. Right. Now, the next date is the second group date. And I'm calling this the creepy science date. I don't know what else to call it. Let's see.
I think you nailed it. There. Okay. usually we wait a couple episodes to get to the real weird stuff, but no, we're just diving in head first here. The girls enter this room and they get greeted by an iPad on a Segway. And this iPad on a Segway tells them that that's Dr. Love. They're going to do lots of testings to see if they're compatible with Ben. We really have an Are You the One crossover here because the date is called Perfect Match.
Mm-hmm.
So, they go through all these tests, like running on a treadmill and Ben smelling them, like sitting on a bed with Ben and getting heat mapped. I don't know. There was another task. What was it?
Yeah, I forget. They're all weird, though. The smelling one was the worst. Like, that just doesn't seem right.
Yeah, especially since he said that one of the girls smelled sour. Oh,
they had the, yeah. That was not a good moment for Sam, especially since he had something nice to say about all of them. Like, oh, floral, that's sweet. Or, he couldn't have thought of anything else to say. Because obviously they didn't all smell like flowers either, but he was just being nice. The other thing they had to do was look at where their eyes tracked of a picture between Sean Lowe and Ben.
Oh my God, that's so easy to beat. You just stare at Ben.
Right. Yeah, I don't think that would... I don't know if anyone missed that test, but it would have been funny if one of them was like staring, fixated on Sean and they got called out. It's kind of like lie detector in a way where they say like, what do they have on Andy season? Do you prefer brunettes or blondes or something like that?
Yeah. And they show, do you wash your hands after you go to the bathroom? Just, those typical things.
Right. Yeah. How would you have reacted if you were on this date? Would you have protested or anything, or would you have just been game for any of these experiments?
I wouldn't have protested, but I wouldn't have felt great about it.
I would have liked those sports bras and boy shorts that they had to wear, the white little uniforms. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't feel great about people watching me like sit nose to nose with someone else.
Right.
For like an extended period of time, it just doesn't tickle my fancy in the way of like dating, but to each their own, I guess.
I guess it was a version of those soap opera or movie scene dates and things like that, photo shoots where they have to watch him be in these scenes with other women. I'm sure they'll still have something like that, but the science, the heat mapping thing was, Olivia was really pushing it. She was like, wow, you're going to make me... like, how can I not kiss you right now? And I think it had been like Chris Soules.
There's people watching.
Like, there's he would have made watching. Out with them all. Yeah.
Ben is a square. No, he's probably not really. Because he kissed Olivia later.
Yeah. Yeah, he doled out a few kisses tonight. It wasn't like...
good for him. You get that mouth action in.
Right. So no Chris Soules, but, at least he can carry on conversations.
So this is... you gotta... There's gotta be balance somewhere.
Yeah. This was Olivia, Emily, Haley, Amanda, Sam, and Shoshana, who we learned speaks English. So I think that's good. But we still didn't hear much from her, I don't think.
No, we didn't. She is Russian, though. She came to America with like three potatoes and a bottle of vodka and two outfits or something like that.
Yeah. Were you surprised?
She was like coming to buy a car or something?
I didn't get that. And then she stayed. Like, I was just coming here to get jeans and a car, and I don't know what happened.
Was Amanda on this date too, or was she on the last one?
Amanda was, yeah.
On this date?
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, she told, yeah, this is where she told him that she has kids.
Right.
And he was, like, super cool about it. And so,
he also later said
when they had their little,
Oh, he was like, she makes so much sense now. So what do you think it was? Is it, does she have, like,
her
the voice? Mom
voice? Like, oh, she talks to children all day. So that's why she talks
sense.
In a baby voice like this.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I talk to my cat. So I get it. If I had to, like, hang out with my cat 24/7, like, I would probably sound like that most of the time, too.
Right. Yeah, I hope I don't talk like I'm talking to my dog on dates, but you know, who knows? I think I would catch that myself. Let's see. Were you surprised he brought Emily and Haley together?
No. They're going to keep them together until that 2-on-1.
Okay, they're building up the tension because I thought, why not start it now and have one of them not go on the date or split them up so you can get to know
them
separately?
Yeah, like, why wouldn't you split them on separate group dates?
That would be the smart thing to do, but I guess it's not good TV. They have to have the double confessionals and be like, we're not smart.
What's science? I wasn't good at school.
Yeah. I know. I think I was getting confused that they were on the high school date because they had the clip of them talking about science. But yeah.
What's the correlation between people who think they weren't good at school and people who are willing to go on The Bachelor to find love?
Well, in terms of it not being the wisest decision, so if not being good in school maybe indicates that, I don't know, is it that they weren't good in school or that they have a complex about not being good in school? So maybe it's just insecurities, but I think there is a high correlation. I think there's sort of a direct correlation.
Yeah, we need to get Dr. Love on here to see what the science is behind that one.
Mm-hmm. Because we saw Lace talking about that, I think. Quite a few of the women on the first date, too. Just like, oh, I don't get in school. What am I going to do? Yeah, and then what do you think of just using this as a factor for who you're compatible with? Because he ended up picking Olivia got the highest score, and they pointed out who got the lowest score, which was Sam. That wasn't that nice.
No, it wasn't, but we needed to know. I don't think the reason Ben gave her the rose was because she had the highest compatibility score on this, like, hokey thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I legitimately think that they have some pretty intense chemistry. Mm-hmm. And that probably just showed to the scientists. And they just, like, were like, that girl, I guess. She's hot, so why not?
Right. Yeah. I mean, especially like the heat map thing, if they already have that chemistry, it just seemed pretty clear who was going to win. But then Sam was the one who got eliminated out of this group as well. So maybe there is something to it. I don't know. Who knows? The drama after the date, though, was interesting when, you know, they have the date where they're just sort of the cocktails afterwards. They get out of those little white outfits. And Olivia does this move. So he pulls her away. They go, was it back to his, like, a suite or something?
No, I think they just go, like, upstairs in, like, a hotel.
Yeah. It wasn't, like, where he lived, but he had some room.
No.
And then she comes back and she says, oh, so where are you guys going to take him? And I don't remember who it was that pointed it out, but I thought it was interesting. That they're like, well, she's the one who brought it up, and then she wouldn't say where she was with him. So she wanted them to have that reaction rather than just, she didn't want to keep it to herself.
No, definitely not. And she knows what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't believe for a second that this isn't, you know, at least somewhat calculated.
Right. And what do you think her motives are for this? Does she want to be the villain? Does she, like, even if she knows what she's doing, is that just how she always is? What's your read on her?
It's really difficult. Like, I'm getting a real, like, Courtney Robertson light vibe from her.
Mm-hmm.
It's like she's just confident and she knows what she wants, but, you know, she knows that the girls don't like her. I don't know if she does know the girls don't like her, though.
I'm not sure she knows it quite yet. So I'm thinking that maybe she, this has been a problem with her before, like almost because she's confident. So you'd think she wouldn't have to make these little digs or do these little. So I'm not sure if she totally knows how she's coming across, but I think she did bring it up because she wanted, like, she wants to show that she has this edge, but I don't know if she's like, I don't think she's out trying to be the villain.
Maybe she's just uber competitive and like, I won the first part of the day. Now I'm going to win the second part of the date.
Right. Right. Because she also did something like this at the rose ceremony too. Like, okay, everybody, like, I'm done now. As if she thinks she's doing like something nice. Like, I talked to him. I got it out of the way. Now you guys can have your turn. When really you already have the rose. So maybe you didn't need to pull him away first, kind of thing. But I think she thinks her intentions are good.
She's definitely not here to make friends. That's for sure.
That's for sure. That's for sure. Anything else from this date that stood out to you?
Nothing really. Just, you know, Amanda was like the secondary player here. She was kind of the, it could be Olivia. It could be Amanda to get the rose, but it was Olivia. And Amanda was a little hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But this was rectified during the cocktail party. He brought her aside to make barrettes for her daughters, and she like almost started sobbing.
First time we've seen barrette making on The Bachelor, so there's always a first.
Yeah, I thought this was a cute move by Ben because, you know, he didn't give her the rose, so it was a little, again, it's that validation to be like, hey, I was listening to you. Here's me doing something for you and for your daughters.
Right. It was nice of Ben to travel to Michael's before the cocktail party and pick up all the supplies and things like
that. No, he got he got an intern to go to Claire's and take apart the breads and then just put them back together.
Right. Yeah. What kind of date do you think Amanda will be getting next? Like, is she going to go far and have like some kind of date where her kids get to come out? Or where they do something with kids, or is this like to make up for it? Like, is this like the lame thing she got and won't really get that in the future?
Yeah. See, do you remember in Emily's season where there was that one date where she brought one of the guys back to her house and they baked cookies and like went to pick up her daughter from soccer practice?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she's going to get a date like that. Like a, let's go hang out at home and watch a movie date.
Okay. Yeah.
Like I just got that vibe.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because she's so similar to Emily, but like that's just the feeling I get from her.
Interesting. Something to watch. So we talked a little bit already about Lace and her behavior at this cocktail party. Was there anything more that you wanted to say about that?
I just love the irony of her pulling Olivia aside to give her the lowdown on appropriate behavior when pulling Ben aside. Yeah. Like it was just so funny. Like the girl who, you know, interrupted other girls at least 14 times already to talk to him, to get in just one more minute with Ben, was like lecturing Olivia about spending time with Ben. Like it was hilarious to me that like Lace just doesn't have this self-awareness to realize that she did the exact same thing as Olivia pretty much, but like 48 more times.
Well, at first I was trying to figure out, okay, is she trying to scold Olivia and say, hey, that wasn't cool? Or is she trying to say like, hey, how come you're doing this? Like, I want to pick up on this because you seem to be getting away with it more.
No, she was saying, hey, this wasn't cool.
Okay. Because it almost seemed like by the end she was sort of like on her side, like, oh, okay. So I thought maybe they'd be a new duo, but
alliance.
Yeah, an alliance.
Yeah, and like the only person who seemed to be more upset about Olivia stealing time with Ben, even though she has a rose, is our friend Amber, who only appears to tell us that she hasn't had time with Ben and that she's upset about that. And
she has no excuse. She's been on several of these shows. She should know the drill of what you have to do, right?
Yeah, I have a tweet from our good friend Allie Lasher. She said, in fairness, Amber, this is your third rodeo. Step it up.
Right. Yeah, at some point you just have to, you know, realize, okay, you should know by now. You have to steal him away if he's not coming to you and stop complaining.
Yeah, make an effort.
Yeah. And did he have any other little special time with anyone at this cocktail party?
He spent some time with Lauren H. He gave her a consolation ribbon, like a,
oh yeah,
you got fourth place, good job, girl. And he spent some time with another Lauren. let me look. Blonde Lauren is
two blonde Laurens.
Oh yeah, other blonde Lauren. Lauren B.
Mm-hmm.
He gave Lauren B a stalker shot. He's like, I just wanted to let you know I was thinking of you. A, cute move. Yeah. B, gave like a production photo of them from like the first night. And I was like, okay, like I feel like,
where's he getting all these props?
You could have done a little better.
Yeah. He's got all the, like, he's the crafty one all of a sudden, or just, you know, it's like reverse limo entrances. Now he's the one being like, I have something for you. Wouldn't that cause more drama for the people that didn't get a little trinket from him? Is this the reason?
You would think, right?
Yeah, that would make me more upset than I didn't get the group date rose. Would be like, oh, he didn't pull me aside like for a special
effort.
Little
date. Is that?
Yeah, he has to decide. I mean, I'm sure he's just looking at a table. Okay, who do you want to give this to? Who do you want to give? But that this could be his new tell. If you get a little thing from him, little gift. Maybe that's his love language, Haley. Maybe his love gifted. Language is giving gifts.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to look at my love language. Sorry.
We'll do that live on the podcast one of these times. When we're,
okay.
One of those to-be-continued episodes where we're just annoyed and we have nothing else to do.
That's good. That'd and when, me. Like, I'm not in, like, a cold med-induced haze. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't want to influence your score because maybe you have a different love language when you're sick. Who knows?
Yeah, it's mostly just like, meh, pet my head, please.
Bring me medicine.
Like, just pour water into my mouth. I can't bear to move my arms. Like, roll me up like a burrito.
That sounds fun.
My love language is annoyance, apparently.
We should do our own love language quiz. That would be fun.
But we should.
Oh, that would be great.
You're the quiz master.
I'll have to work on this. You know what else people brought up a lot in this episode was this whole being unlovable thing. I think Jubilee brought it up to him. Kayla brought it up to him. Is this the new drinking game? Every time they say unlovable?
Coming from Jubilee, who is literally a Haitian orphan, doesn't it just like, oh, you think you're unlovable, Ben?
I feel
like,
so bad for you.
I'm sorry. Right. Like, I feel real bad for you.
Yeah. She should not be indulging him with that thing that the producers put on him and are clinging to. And it came up in the after, I keep calling it Bachelor Live as well. Kris Jenner, I think, brought it up. And this is never going to die. And I'm sure it will be the story at the end when he feels lovable finally. And I'm over it. I didn't even buy it.
Two episodes in, I'm done.
We're done. We're done like Olivia getting her one-on-one time at the beginning of the episode. Or the rose ceremony. Then the rose ceremony, I guess the big story was not much of one, but was LB deciding to leave. And she gets a rose and then is like, hey, can I talk to you for a second? And she just pieces out. What'd you think about LB's decision?
You gotta do what's best for you, and the fact that she was like, you know what, I'm not into this. I don't love this environment. Ben's a cool guy, but I just don't see the connection there, and it's not worth putting up with all of this drama and, you know, insecurity. And I'm fine with it. Like, if you, even though she's on our team, so we lose a few points, mm-hmm. or we don't get those points, you gotta follow your heart. I feel way worse for the person who got her leftover pity rose, though.
Who do we think it is? Because
it's Amber, obviously, right?
The last one is, because I wasn't sure if it's like the last person he names or the person he names right after that, but yeah, it probably was Amber, because I think right after that he picked Jennifer, and they had a strong connection. You know, he made out with her on one of whatever date she was on, so that was kind of, I don't know, to point it out like that, like, I'm going to give this rose, the consolation pity rose, away, sort of thing. I mean, I think that's a good move to not waste that rose, because you don't get enough time with everyone, but
yeah, it gives me an opportunity to get to know one of you guys better.
for like, one more week and then you're gone.
It would make me more insecure being like, oh, I was definitely that pity rose. Like, right. I know I was the pity rose.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, we didn't really see him with Amber. I mean, like you said, we only saw Amber complaining about not talking to him, really. But we'll see what happens next week. Yeah, with LB, I mean, she's 23. She's from Oklahoma. And I think it was just too much for her. But it did kind of bug me because it's like, at least get the free vacations to these different places. Like, wait it out. You know, you're going to get to go somewhere cool.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you already took the time off work, right?
Yeah, at least make it. You know, I think she just panicked and couldn't handle, you know, sometimes people go away or they've never been away from home and couldn't handle that environment, especially with people videotaping you and asking invasive questions. And I'm sure she was feeling that she wasn't
having to hang out with Lace all the time.
Right. And I'm sure she wasn't feeling like she was one of the top, you know, maybe she thought she was already going to be going home that time and was just going to wait it out and see. And when she got the rose was just like, okay, I think might as well go this week instead of next week.
She wants to be the Arthur of her own fate.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. Any other rose ceremony shocks? Were you shocked that Lace moved on?
I was not, of course, because she's a producer pick. ABC has not. Oh, yeah. ABC has blacked out who went home. So this week we lost Mandy, my girl.
Mm.
We lost LB and we lost Jackie.
And Samantha, right?
Oh, and Samantha. Yeah, I forgot her. That's how compelling she is to me.
Yeah, smelly Sam. Sorry, Sam.
Sour Sam.
Yeah.
The person I was most surprised got a rose was Rachel. Like, we haven't seen anything from Rachel.
That's so true. The unemployed.
Hoverboardist. Really did.
Right. Yeah, you think Jackie or Samantha would have lasted longer. Or Mandy. She was the homecoming queen.
Yeah, I feel like Samantha got a lot of screen time for how long she lasted.
Mm-hmm. Is that a Bachelor in Paradise sign, perhaps?
Ooh, yes.
That could be.
And I think Mandy's a Bachelor in Paradise lock, too.
Yeah, I feel like they were already going to announce one of them, so it has to be Mandy if they are, because she's the new Ashley S. And because Ashley S is engaged, so she won't be back, sadly. Yeah, we each, both of our teams lost two people, and now would be a good time, I guess, to go through this draft really quick. But if you want to see the full standings, follow at George C TV. George does a great job of tallying for us. We are dead even right now. Can you believe that, Haley? Tied at 46.
I can and I can't. Like, I watched the episode being like, oh, I wonder, like, is this person on my team? And I kind of forgot, and I kind of forget what gets points and how many points. So when George tweeted it to us immediately after the episode, he's quick, he's so good at this. It was like, bro, 24 and 24. I was like, what? Like, that's, yeah, hilarious. And I do think our teams are pretty even. Mm-hmm. I'm sure one of the teams is gonna kind of head out against one, our,
usually one pulls ahead,
not necessarily our team, but like, mm-hmm, against the other team soon. But we're gonna revel in it while it lasts,
right? Yeah, we both, our top four from the drafts on each of our teams are still there. We still have our top five. We have Olivia, Kayla, Jamie, Lace, and Jennifer. So clinging to Lace, I'm happy about that. And then Team Randworth, Randy, Bailey, and Kelly Wentworth, they have Lauren B, Becca, Lauren H, and JoJo in their top four. So we lost our bottom two last week, and we lost, like you said, LB and Mandy, and they lost their bottom two this week. They lost Samantha and Jackie. So they're right on target there with the bottom of the barrel picks. So it's interesting to see how it plays out, because we got a couple bonus points for getting the girls that got roses on dates. So Olivia and Kayla gets 2 points instead of waiting to the rose ceremony.
And JoJo. We have JoJo too, right?
No, Kelly picks JoJo.
What?
Yeah. So they got that. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see who pulls ahead in the weeks to come as we winnow down the field. So next, Haley, have you picked out an iTunes review for our new iTunes segment? Remember, everyone who submits an iTunes review during the season, 5-star reviews will get picked for an exciting drawing of a Bachelor prize pack. So it's really worth it, you guys, because you're going to want this prize pack.
Also, we just like affection and we like when people say nice things about us.
And funny things.
Yes, also that. So I have one from A. Yates. The title is Best Bachelor Pod Ever. They said Amy and Haley know how to talk bachelor smack. Super funny and informative. They get it and they don't take the show or themselves too seriously. I predict that they will be hired by ABC someday to work as air quotes writers / producers on The Bachelor. It's just a matter of time. And sadly, the world will be deprived of the best bachelor podcast ever.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, it's very nice. A. Yates, thank you so much. And we also hope to get careers out of this.
I know. We thought, could we be consultants? So, hey, quote unquote writers for writing the dates and things like that. Writing the confessionals, the leading questions.
We're open to it.
Yeah, totally open to it. But
call us up.
We would hate to deny anyone of the podcast, but, you know.
Oh, we get to live in LA for a couple of weeks and then we get to go on vacations? Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, we'll take it. We know they're listening because they're stealing segments from RHAP. So, and on to some great questions that came in on Facebook and Twitter. This one is from Steve Keynes. He wants to know, for all of us who have never watched The Bachelor before, when someone walks up and says, "Can I steal Ben?" are they allowed to say no? Why do they let people steal their time? Follow up, do the men on The Bachelorette do the same thing to the other guys?
I think the girls can say no. I don't think Ben can say no. I think the girls can, but they just don't because they don't want to look like a-holes on television. Mm-hmm. But I feel like we've seen in the past, like, oh, can you just give me like 5 more minutes and then you can have them all you want. And yeah, definitely the guys do that on Bachelorette seasons as well.
Yeah, it's weird how few don't say no. So.
Yeah, like it's probably just like a matter of not wanting to cause drama in the house.
Mm-hmm.
For some of the saner people involved.
And then Lace always comes back when they're saying like, well, you got more time with him. And she'll just be like, it's just a second. Like that's her move to just claim that, you know, no time passed when she talked to him. Milo Ferguson wants to know, Kaylee Cuoco Skyped on the Bachelor live show last night. She was having a Bachelor viewing party with friends. Sitting behind Kaylee was a redhead. Does anyone know if the redhead was Amy Davidson? Well, I did watch it, and Amy Davidson, I believe, is the woman who
played her. The other daughter
on Eight Simple Rules, and that's exactly who it was. I didn't know her name was Amy Davidson off the top of my head, but now putting it together, I did know it was the sister. So yeah, they're still friends apparently.
Yeah, they are friends, and I followed Kaylee Cuoco on Instagram for a short period of time. She's still friends with her, and she's also good friends with Haley Duff and Allie Fedotowsky, former Bachelorette.
Yeah, because Allie was there too. They panned over on the. Let's see what happened on the Bachelor Live last night. Oh, they showed Jaden Tanner, and they made the announcement that they're going to have a televised wedding. And they had they showed Allie separately. Allie was at Kaylee's house and talked about her engagement. I missed a little bit of
that. And her pregnancy.
Oh, yeah, her pregnancy. Yeah. So all those kind of exciting news. But it was so awkward when they had Tanner and Jade. And Tanner's big question to Chris was like, so now that I've got you on the spot, would you officiate our wedding? After already saying that it was going to be televised on ABC, who else was going to be like so forced, so obvious?
Sean's dad?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he's moonlighting for them. But that was pretty funny. But they said it's going to be in a few weeks too. So
what?
Yeah, like soon. So I'm thinking
it's probably going to be like the week after The Bachelor ends. We're going to have a special episode for that, right?
I guess we'll have to. That came up pretty quick. Yeah. So I'm thinking what show got canceled that they have to say, okay, Tanner and Jade, move up your wedding, because that's pretty fast. Not even a year.
That is very fast.
Milo. Oh, that was Milo's already. We answered. Allison Smith. Do you think it was hypocritical of Lace to tell Olivia to give other girls a chance to talk with Ben, considering she interrupted people to talk to him multiple times? So yeah, we already kind of discussed that. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was a little hypocritical, but mostly just like amazing.
Yeah, pretty funny. Will Holston, this is my first season. Was Chris Soules as inarticulate and dull on his season as he was on Bachelor Live? Now, Haley, I know you didn't see Bachelor Live, but I think you could still answer this.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say he was probably more boring during his season because there was like 2 hours of him a week.
Right. We didn't have Chris Jenner.
Where like you probably only got like 10 minutes of him here.
Right. And another one from Will. Also, do you have any tips for telling the white blonde women on this season apart? We've already been struggling with this.
Yeah. Even though we are white blonde women ourselves, it's not super easy. I find Leah and Lauren B look a lot alike, especially with those L names. Mm-hmm. Olivia's pretty distinct because right. of that mouth.
Right.
Lauren H, I'm liking more than I thought I would.
The kindergarten teacher.
And Haley and Emily, there's no hope for us to tell them apart. Sorry.
No. Yeah, Lauren B stood out more the first episode because she seemed like a front runner. He really was drawn to her, but we didn't see as much of her this time. Lauren H is the one that gets super animated about any date and really excited about it.
Yeah, so. She is such a kindergarten teacher.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and then Amanda's the high voice mom.
She's yeah, but blonde. Is she really blonde? Like, she's more ombre. Like, I can see those roots.
I guess. Well, that's a way to tell her apart then, the ombre. This one is from Twitter at jhileshorn17. Best celebrity gimmick date, Kimmel, Schumer, or Ice Cube/Hart? I personally rank them in that order.
I definitely think I'd probably say the Jimmy Kimmel date was the best because it was kind of like a new, fresh idea. But I am such an Amy Schumer fangirl, and she brought along her friends, Mickey Glazer, Rachel Feinstein, and Bridget Everett, that I have to go with that one because I love me some Amy.
Yeah, I think in terms of, I guess I would answer it in terms of if I was a contestant, I would rather go on the Jimmy Kimmel date. And it was also fun to watch, but it was more fun to watch Amy Schumer make fun of the dudes. So as a viewer, that would be my favorite. But the Kimmel date was an original date idea, whereas the Schumer one was just something that they tend to do, some sort of contest or, you know, get them out of their comfort zone sort of thing. So,
right. And then I think we can both agree that this date was a little forced and it didn't feel really in the style of The Bachelor.
Ice Cube date. Kevin Hart date is in last place for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
sorry about that,
we
guys.
We all agree on that. This is from at Alicia RM. Any lock-ins for Bachelor in Paradise yet? Lace, right? It's got to be Lace. Hashtag Bachelor Nation. Hashtag wrap up.
Yeah, I'd say Lace is totally in. I'd say also Mandy. If I had to say maybe like a nondescript blonde like Leah. If Amanda goes a little bit farther but doesn't make it to the end, I could definitely see her being there as like this to fill the single mom role.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even the twins if we're getting wild and crazy.
That's true. I could see that for sure. What about Olivia if she's not who he picks? Or is like she has to go back to her news anchor gig? Is this beneath her?
Yeah, I think it's beneath her.
Okay. Interesting. Amber for a second time.
Oh my God. Amber, come on, girl.
No,
like you're not doing a double loop.
No, although could she be in contention to be the next Bachelorette if they're talking diversity for next season? She'll get hit every show that has been covered.
I never thought about that angle. I think it's possible because we're getting a lot of screen time for someone we don't really think has a chance here.
Right. All right. Something to watch. This is from at LB Unsure. Did Olivia just openly challenge at E. Orleans for the best facial expressions in all of TV history? Hashtag The Bachelor. So talking about Eliza Orleans from Survivor, known for her expressions on the jury.
I think Eliza has a wider range of expressions where Olivia's is just like shocking.
Yeah, it's just the mouth. Eliza's all about the eyes. She has different reactions. I think more entertaining. Olivia's going to be maybe more one note with this mouth, but it's still entertaining.
It's like a party trick.
Yeah, I don't think she can take the crown from Eliza. This is from Oh, Lita at @newsaf_intern says, Lace is ob a producer pick, but with Olivia bringing enough drama, I was surprised she stayed. Are they dragging this out?
Congrats to Lita for being named as the co-host for the American Ninja Warrior podcast coming to the wrap up soon. We love Lita and we're so excited to have her on the team. It's wonderful. Getting the RHAP ladies up in your biz. It's amazing. And she's great and you'll love her. Yes, Lace is obviously a producer pick, but I think she adds something that Olivia doesn't, and that's a lack of self-awareness.
Yeah. Getting drunk. Olivia hasn't done that. So, interesting stories about being dorky in high school or when she was really little. We need a little more Lace. So, they are dragging it out, but we would expect nothing less from The Bachelor.
Like, don't you want to see Lace in a foreign country? Because I do.
Exactly. This is from Lil J Smithers. Who'd you rather plan the date? Kevin Hart and Ice Cube or Rebel Wilson and Anna Kendrick?
I feel like Anna Kendrick and Rebel Wilson would be a lot of fun.
That would be good.
Yeah, I like both of them. They would be a fun date planner.
Good suggestion. So, for the producers listening. At Ahab asks, how would you like having a couple celebrities on your first date? Would bringing comedians along break the tension?
I would love it, especially if it was someone that I really enjoyed. Like, oh my God, if Jimmy Kimmel was on a first date, I would be so in. I think that would give like just a better, how do I even say this? Like a better remembrance of the date. You remember having so much fun. And it's just like you shared this moment with this person that they'll never forget. So they'll never forget you.
It'd be more unique.
It's a good shared experience that no one else has.
I agree. I think, yeah, depending who it was, it could make me more nervous at first, but it would break the tension because otherwise you're in these forced romantic situations that
with like just one stranger.
Yeah, a stranger. So
and cameras.
Yeah. This is from Jessica N. Frey, friend of RAJP. Who is going farther, both of the twins or Amber? And who is out next week? So of those choices. We already said we thought Amber was kind of the consolation, perhaps, the taking LB's rose. We know the twins go at least to some kind of date, two-on-one date, we think, right?
I think the twins are going to outlast Amber here. I think Amber has maybe like next week to
redeem herself,
make an impression on Ben. I feel like she could like get the Casey treatment and get, you know, let go early.
Right.
Be like, I respect you too much. Like, I'm going to have to let you go now kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that could happen. Yeah. Or he just doesn't want to look like he's keeping both people just because they were on before over someone else. So to sort of separate her from Becca, maybe. That's it for questions. Do you have any tweets to share?
I just have two because we've kind of
covered a few. Yeah.
Oh my God, I had them here. Okay. I have one from Emily Connor at Yiro. I'm such a basic viage. Yiro Emily Feta, you know, like the Greek food.
Oh yeah, it's Yiro.
Sorry, Emily. She said, for the record, I'd smell like red wine, chicken quesadillas, and dry shampoo.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be on that date. I'm trying to think what I would probably would smell like. My dog, probably smell like chocolate. I guess that's not bad.
No, that would
cider.
Probably
be
good. Yeah. Yeah, I'd smell like Riesling, just sweating it all out after one of those nights.
Yeah, love Riesling. I have another one from Allie Lasher at Lash Tweets, host of the Challenge podcast. This is in reference to Amanda, and I had this exact same thought. So when she revealed that she was a mom, and Ben said, oh, I'm really glad you told me this. And so her tweet was, I'm really glad you told me this so I can cut you in 2 to 3 weeks. # The Bachelor.
Yeah, again, she might also get like the let go early treatment, like not make it to a rose ceremony, a la Cassandra.
Yes.
Juan Pablo season.
Totally.
My last one is from at Molly Fitz. She said, "The Bachelor is even better if you pretend that Kevin Hart is a figment of Ben's imagination and no one else can see him."
Oh my gosh. That's like theories about Ferris Bueller and Cameron. Oh, that's so good. Everyone rewatch the episode now with that in mind.
Here. I know. And there's like a GIF along with this tweet. Like if you scroll through my timeline, you can see it. Like I just LOL'd at it pretty nice. Hard. So.
This is from Charlene from Juan Pablo season at Charlene Joint. She says, "The new getting to know each other is talking about how much you want to get to know each other. # The Bachelor."
Yeah, like I felt like we saw a lot of that. Like, oh, I really want you to get to know me. Like, oh, I want to get to know you. Like, stop wasting your limited time saying like, oh, I want to get to know you. And actually, like, I don't know, have a conversation, get to know each other.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, I know we don't have any more tweets, except I do have a Sean Tweets game, Haley, for you to play.
Oh my word. Here we go.
All right. I know you're pretty good at this. So I know you dominated the Christmas Santa Rupert tweets. So we'll see what happens here. But I think I was able to find at least a few Rupert tweets. Alice Asselson on Twitter pointed out one to us. So you might have seen that already, but I found a couple more. So this is going to be 3 Sean tweets, 1 other tweet from somebody else. And see if you can identify which one is not the Sean Rupert tweet.
Okay, let's do this.
All right.
So for anyone who hasn't heard of this game, it's basically Rupert from Survivor. You could kind of tell he preloaded his tweets and would just like send them out during the episode. And they loosely fit with what was going on. So Sean Lowe kind of has a similar writing technique. That's the premise of this.
Right. Calling out those ones that are just kind of generic or you could have preloaded
them. You're just phoning it in, batch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so the first one. "The girls who Ben kissed and don't get a rose are about to be pissed. # The Bachelor." Next one. "Rose ceremonies were always very hard. Saying goodbye is difficult. And also sometimes I had to pee and couldn't leave. # The Bachelor." Next one. "Making eye contact with the girls you cut is the absolute worst. # The Bachelor." And the last one. "This is weird. # The Bachelor."
Okay. So I believe the first one was the one that Alice tweeted to us. So I know that went through.
Okay. Yep.
The second one just sounds like something Sean would say. Like he would try and start off as something serious and then be like, I'm hilarious. I had to pee. So I think that one's real too.
Okay.
So I'm between the "this is weird" and "I hate having to make eye contact with the girls." I feel like the "this is weird" is just too vague. So I'm going to go with the third one is the fake tweet.
The third one, making eye contact?
Yes.
Okay. I don't have a buzzer, but that was actually wrong.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What was it?
The fake one comes to us from the aforementioned Chris Soules. So he did the "sometimes I had to pee and couldn't leave."
Oh, my God.
Yes. All right. Really well, hopefully we'll get enough next time. Although we're going to have a guest joining us, so we should probably play the game with our guest next time. So hopefully we'll get some more Sean tweets for next time.
Yeah, we're going to be visited by a good friend of the podcast, Jordan Parhar. So we're really looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's exciting. From Big Brother Canada and another Rehap Ups host, another Rehappy Hour, and a Bachelor fan. So.
And a fan of us, most importantly.
That's what matters most.
Really. To us, it does, yes.
But we're hoping that we don't go 5 hours on the podcast.
No, we're not going to because I have a strict
have to pee.
time. You central time zone and Pacific time zone people.
I know. Yeah, Pacific is more challenging. At least we're only just an hour apart here.
Yeah. Good thing I don't live in the Atlantic time zone anymore. Like the Newfoundland time zone. Right.
Oh, you would have
And we'd never be able to like configure
that. I always forget about that one. I feel bad. Atlantic. What time would you see things on TV there? Like, were you still on, like, were you an hour later?
Yeah, it was kind of like you know how you're an hour earlier for things?
Mm-hmm.
I was always an hour later for things. So, The Bachelor would be 9 to 11.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It sucked when I had 8:30 class.
Yeah. Yikes. They're learning something cultural here.
I was also an RA in university, and I would always have rounds at 10 o'clock. So then it would fall right in the middle of The Bachelor. So I'd always have to like literally run through my floors so I could be back by the end of the commercial.
That's like me trying to time taking my dog out.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, okay, this is a long commercial.
Like, and go and like run, just book it.
That's so funny. I wonder if any of your students in the dorms figured out like, okay, this is when she's phoning it in. It's during The Bachelor. We can get away with stuff.
I mean, a lot of them would watch The Bachelor with me. We'd have like Bachelor nights. My first year as an RA, I was in all girls residence. So we would always have Monday Bachelor nights, and we'd sit and watch The Bachelor. So
that would have been perfect for Chris and Ben to come show up and crash your party. That's what they were going to do apparently last night after taping Bachelor Live. They were going to go visit some parties.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, sorry, we were, I was asleep by then. Maybe Chris and Ben were knocking at my door and I just wasn't awake to answer it.
I could have used you when I was in college. I was just watching it alone in my dorm room.
I know. I had a good community around me. That's what's good about university and going to a school that's predominantly women.
That's the plus. Sounds like its own reality show.
It is, basically. I always had, like, an idea for, like, a Parks and Rec-style TV show that was just, like, housing, and it's, like, the life of RAs.
I would watch that.
Some pretty crazy stuff. And some pretty, like, wild stuff, too, that would work well in a television show, probably.
Yeah, or just, like, ridiculous things that would be kind of Parks and Rec-ish. Like, they have their own little terminology and things that are just particular to being an RA, I would imagine.
Yes, exactly.
Nice.
So if any development people in the television industry want to hit me up, holla.
You never know.
You can actually hit me up on Twitter. I'm at hstrong_, as always.
And I'm at RHAP Recapper. And thanks for listening. Thanks for submitting iTunes reviews, everyone, and sending questions. We love it. Thanks for live tweeting with us. And yeah, tune in next time. We'll have Jordan Parhar with us. So send your questions his way as well next week. Bye.